Good morning, everyone.
早上好。
May grace and peace to you.
愿恩典和都与你们同在。
The Lord is good.
我们的神真的是好。
He is worthy of our praising.
他值得我们全部的赞美。
I have to say,
我必须说
He is worthy of our praising.
他值得我们的称颂。
Many years ago, I remember one time I saw our dear brother, Hong Min, in the museum.
好多年以前，我记得我第一次看到洪明弟兄，在一个博物馆看到洪明弟兄。
He brought his daughter in the museum, and I saw him, and I met him before, so we say hello to each other.
他带着他的女儿去，我们以前因为见过，所以我们就在博物馆，只是打了一个招呼。
I didn't know many years later we become a co-worker.
但是没过了多少年我们变成了同工。
So the Lord, He is wonderful. He put together you and me in one place. We can worship Him and to serve Him. He's wonderful.
所以神真是奇妙，他把我们放在一起来侍奉他。
Let's bow our head and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
在天的父，
We want to give all the praising, all the glory to you.
我们愿意把我们所有的赞美和荣耀都归给你。
You are the one died on the cross for us.
你是那被钉十字架为我们而死的。
Today your presence is among us.
今天你在我们当中。
And we all can smell the fragrance of Christ.
我们都能闻到你的馨香。
Your life overcome the death.
你的活胜过死亡。
May your word penetrate our hearts.
愿你的话能穿透我们的心。
May all the life we all can turn to you.
我们都愿意把我们的生命都转向你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
让我们翻到格林多后书第四章。
We read from verse 7 through 15.
我们从第四节读到第七节读到十五节。
We already read that, but I would like you also read from a verse 1 through 6 too.
我愿意你读从第一节读到六十二节。
第一节的第六节。
第一节的第六节。
Okay, let's read in all kind of language. Okay, let's read together.
我们可以用各种语言来读。
Therefore, since through Christ, God's mercy, we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary,By setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even our gospel is veiled. It is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of God, of the Christ, who is the light, who is the image of God.For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Christ Jesus' sake. For God who said, Let light shine of the darkness, make his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory to God, of God in the face of Christ. Last week, our brother has mentioned a very, very important message.
上一周的弟兄讲到了一个非常重要的信息，一个信息。
He talked about aroma.
他讲到了香气。
Especially the aroma of Christ.
特别是基督的香气。
And he mentioned about the smell.
他讲到了能闻到的气味。
The smell can last.
这个气味呢能够持久。
When you walk into the room,
当你走到这个房间的时候，
It's filled of fragrance, and you can smell it.
如果屋里充着香气的话，你能够闻到它。
On the contrary, if the room filled with something you don't like it, and you can sense it right away.
如果到乡村去，如果有这种味道你不喜欢的话，你能马上就能感觉到。
This fragrance is just a very little particles.
这些香味呢是由非常小的微粒组成的。
But it can fill the whole room.
但是它可以把整个的屋子都给充满。
If you are healthy, you can smell it at any corner.
如果你的健康，你的嗅觉灵敏的话，你能在屋子每一个地方都能闻到。
Today we are going to find out what is the fragrance.God-pleasing.
今天呢，我们将一起来探讨，来学习什么是我们神喜悦的香味。
And how can we get this kind of fragrance inside of us?
我们如何能够再让我们充满着这种香气
？So that when we walk to the place, into the place, and people will say, "Oh, so good, Mr. So and So is here."
就当我们走到各处的时候，旁边的人也在你周围的人也都能闻到这种好的香气。
I hope this is not from us, but it's from inside of us, which is the Christ.
但这种香味不是来自于我们，而是来自于心里边说，耶稣基督在我们心中所发出的香气。
Another question we are going to ask is, how can we spread this kind of fragrance?
另一个我们想学习的是，我们怎样能把这个香气能传播出去？
Okay, let's start from.Key verses this year we are going to focus, which is on 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 and 15.
今天我们将讨论这个这一年我们将重点学习的一个话题，从哥林多后书第二章。
第四章。第二章。14节。
到十五节。
I'm sorry, I should print it as the chapter 2, verse 14 through 15. And we already heard many messages this year around this topic.
我们今天已经听到过多次这个题目。
And let's read it again.
让我们在一起的再一次来温习。
Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ.And through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. Another place I'd like to focus today, which is from, yes, right now is chapter 4, verse 10.
另一个地方今天我们将重点在讨论的是在第四章第十节。
Let's all read together.
让我们一起来阅读。
We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Christ may also be revealed in our body. So now let's consider what kind of aroma that pleases God.
让我们一起来看是哪种香气是我们神所喜悦的。
Let's look at it from the Old Testament first.
让我们看一下旧约，先看一下旧约。
Probably you remember the first aroma God is really pleasing. Do you know where that comes from?
也许我们都记得第一次这个神所喜悦到的那个香气，你还记得从哪里在哪里吗？
If you would, you can turn to Genesis chapter 8, verse 20 to 22.
请翻到创世纪第八章第八章第二十到二十二节。
Probably you remember the story of Noah.
也许你们还记得这个诺亚的故事。
You thought about Noah, probably you think about the flood.
如果提到诺亚，我们自然就会想到那个所发的洪水。
At that time, the people filled the whole earth already.
那个时候有遍地都是人。
But unfortunately, the people thinking is all in evil and they did not go on the way of the God wanted them to do.
但遗憾的是，当时遍地的众人不是走在神的路上，而是满心充满了罪恶和行为。
There is only one person. He's a righteous one in the eyes of God.
只有一个人是一个神所喜悦，他按着神的话语做事。
God called him Noah. He will build an ark. And this ark is going to preserve your family and the animals. I'm going to call into the ark.
神启示这个诺亚去建一个舟，在这个舟里呢，可以把他的家还有各种各样的动物都放在里面。
Do you know how long he spent on this ark?
你知道多久这个船建了多久吗
？He spent almost 100 years, almost 100 years.
几乎花了100年的时间。
At that time, he tried to persuade people to turn their hearts to God, and they said there's going to have a flood and going to have a big rain, and nobody believed.
诺亚在那个时间呢，试图去劝周围的人能够把心归向神，然后呢，能够这样才能躲开这个洪水。可是呢，遗憾的是，没有人相信他的话。
This long period of time, the people saw this ark is gradually built up, and probably they only laughed at him and said, "What's going on? He built the boat on the land."
人们看到这个船逐渐的花了这么长的时间被建造起来。人们看到以后只是嘲笑他，有什么事？这个人哪里出问题了没有
？The day he finished, we know all his family, eight people, they move into the boat, and all the animals God called, they all move into the boat.
我们知道，当这一天这个船造好的时候，他的家人还有所选择的人，还有一些牲畜都来到进到了这个船里面。
God shut the door.
神关闭了那个船的门。
And we know after that is 40 days of rains and all the inside from the earth, all the water busted out and everywhere on earth covered by water.
从那天起呢，一直就持续下了40天的雨，结果这个地球全部被水所充满淹没。
And all the breathing animals on earth is all buried under the water.
所有在地上的生灵全部都被水淹没。
But after that, we know gradually, water recedes.
从那以后，我们知道四十天以后，那个水逐渐的消失。
And by the time when the boat or ark touched the ground, Noah came out. And do you know what's the first thing he did?
当这个水退去，这个船着陆以后，这个诺亚走出这个船，你知道他看到的第一件，他做了第一件的是什么事情吗
？You can read Genesis 8 chapter 8 verse 20. It says that them all Noah built an altar to the Lord and taking some of all the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offering on them.
创世纪第八章第二十节，诺亚为耶和华筑了一座坛，拿各类洁净的畜生、飞鸟献在坛上为燔祭。
The Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, "Never again would I curse the ground because of man," and so on.
耶和华闻那馨香之气。就心里说，我不再因人的缘故诅咒地，也不再按照我才行的灭各种的活物了。
Okay, right here, I want you to focus on pleasing aroma.
从现在开始，我们把我们的这个我们集中在这个让神喜悦的香气上。
There was a sacrifice, and this aroma, God said, "This is mine." Pleasing aroma.
在这里呢，有这个献祭，并且神说有神所喜悦的香香馨香。
This is the very first place recorded in the Bible. God smelled the pleasing aroma.
这是在圣经当中是第一次出现了神所闻到他所喜悦的香气。
Is there any other place God mentioned about as a pleasing aroma later on?
还有在后边的圣经里边，还有别的地方提到神所喜悦的香气吗
？Yes, after Moses led all the people Israelites out of Egypt.
是的，是在这个摩西率领的这个众人出埃及以后。
They cross the Red Sea and they get into the wilderness.
他们穿过了红海，就来到了旷野。
And God starts to set up the priest for them.
神送这个
But require all the priests as a consecration. From Exodus chapter 29, verse 18, we just read one place, one verse. It did mention about, again, is a pleasing aroma. We can read, okay, 18. Then burn the entire ram on the altar. It is a burnt offering to the Lord, a pleasing aroma, an offering made to the Lord by fire.
要把全羊烧在坛上，是给耶和华献的燔祭，是献给耶和华为馨香的火祭。
Remember, all this pleasing aroma so far go through the burning or go through by fire.
记住，目前说这个馨香都是经过火和燔祭烧。
Same thing. In the number 15 and 3, it talks about the supplementary offerings.
同样在这个民数记15章第3节也谈到了这个献祭。
And it says, if you present to the Lord offering made by fire from the herd or the flock as an aroma pleasing to the Lord.
第十五章第三节，若愿意从牛群羊群中取牛羊做火祭，献给耶和华，无论是燔祭是平安祭，为要还特许的愿，或是做甘馨祭，或是逢你们节期献的，都要奉给耶和华为馨香之祭。
Here again is a pleasing aroma to God.
这里再一次提到了。
Again, it's through the fire.
同样也是经过火的烧.
It's a burnt offering.
It is燔祭.
Okay, this we can see is examples in the Old Testament.
这都是些在旧约当中的一些例子.
How about in the New Testament?
在新约当中有没有这样的香气呢？就提到香气呢。
Today, our leading brother Tony, we read, let us read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. They mentioned about another fragrant offering.
今天刚才我们Tony弟兄带领我们读以弗所书第5章的1-2节，也谈到了这个神的香气。
Especially chapter 5, verse 2.
特别是在第5章的第2节。
Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
以弗所书第5章第2节，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，并当馨香的供物和祭物献与神。
We know because of our sin, He hung on the cross for you and me.
我们知道，因为我们的罪，我们的主耶稣。 基督,
he became that sacrifice.
他变成了这个,
and he offered himself to the Lord.
他把自己献给献与神,
and this became the fragrance.
这变成了这个香气,
and today, God, pleased because of his, the Son of God, he died on the cross for you and me.
因为我们的主耶稣被挂十字架，所以我们的神就喜悦。
We can come to the Lord, come to God, and because the blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross.
我们可以借着我们主耶稣献的宝血而来到神的近前。
God smelled the fragrance of Christ.
神闻到了这个基督的馨香。
Not because of our sins, not because of we have done something wrong, we separate from the God's face.
那不是因为我们的罪，也不是我们做了什么事情与神远离。
But he sees the fragrance of Christ. Same thing Paul mentioned in Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
同样，这个保罗也在这个罗马书第一章，十二章第一节也提到了。
He talked about a living sacrifice.
他提到了活祭。
This is regarding you and me today.
这是关于你和我今天。
He said, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。So
we see all this very objective or the subjective way that God already made all this. Example of pleasing aroma.
通过各种各样的这种实例，我们就看到了能让神喜悦的这个香气。
And now the second question we are going to ask: How can we have this aroma inside of us?
那下面我们就讨论我们一起来学习第二个问题。那我们怎样才能让神所喜悦的香气存留在我们当中呢？身体里。
First of all, we can go back to the 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2.
我们回到哥林多后书第四章第二节。
See and receive the light of gospel of glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
乃将那些暗未可耻的事弃绝了。
Verse 4 and 2. Okay, God wants us to see and receive the light of gospel of glory of Christ.
神想让看到这个荣耀福音的。荣耀福音。
Paul, when the apostle Paul wrote this letter,
这个使徒保罗写了这封书信。
We know the church in Corinthians, they have a lot of misunderstanding. With Apostle Paul.
我们知道这个哥林多的教会对这个使徒保罗有好多的误解，不接受他。
A couple points because God changed the itinerary to visit a Corinthian church, and they started to say this person, the word probably is not reliable. He just keep changing his schedule.
他们的教会说这个他们去传信息，他们说不可靠，所以他们总在改时间表。
Another thing that misunderstood Paul is that they say all the collection, all the offering, we try to collect and we want to give it to the poverty-stricken Jerusalem brothers. And Paul, he took that money in his pocket.
他们说这个教会里所有所收集的这个奉献，这个都被保罗所揣到口袋里去了。So
they have a criticism to this Apostle Paul.
他们对这个保罗使徒保罗就总在批评他。
And he wonder, is he a real apostle?
他们就怀疑他是真的这个门徒。
So we can see the letter that Paul wrote here. Again, he want to express he is a real apostle and he want them to see and receive the light of the gospel.
我们在看到，通过他写的信，我们看到保罗他是确实显示他是真的使徒，他们并且希望这个教会能够借此而得到这个神的福音和光。
They want them to know the gospel is this the Son of God, which is Jesus Christ.
他也想让他们知道这个福音呢是来自于耶稣基督。
And this is the light of gospel.
这是这个福音的光。
And they want this his light shine in everybody's heart.
他想让这个福音的光呢，在每一个人的心中来闪耀。
When we see this light, we won't be in the darkness.
当我们看到这个光的时候，我们就不再生活在黑暗当中。
We all need to receive this light.
我们每个人都需要这种光亮。
I remember about a year ago, I mentioned to you one example about my neighbor.
我记得在一年以前，我跟弟兄姊妹分享了，是我的一个邻居。
I think I need to finish my story.
我想我今天我想把这个故事讲完。
One side of my neighbor, he put a sign outside, said the house is for sale.
我在一旁的一个邻居挂了一个。插了一个牌子，说这个房子在卖房。
So I went into him and I ran into him and then I asked him why he wanted to sell the house and so on.
我就探访了他们，我问他们为什么要卖房子，并且跟他们谈了一些话。
I say I saw a remodel person, the contractor came into your house. You've done a lot of upgrading and why you want to sell your house.
我看到一些装修的一些包工的人来到他家，做了很多的事情，让家变得更漂亮。为什么你要卖这个房子呢
？And he say, I'm divorcing, and my wife already left.
他说呢，他要离婚，他的妻子已经离开了他。
He said, no sense I live in this house by myself.
所以就是。他没有必要再生活了，在这个房子里住了。
At that time, I knew probably he is going to move away, so I kind of a little bit straight talk to him.
Yeah, 在那个时候，觉得他要搬走，所以就跟。
So I talked to him. I said, Joel, probably I won't see you. Any longer because when you move, I don't know where are you going to move to, so I won't be able to talk to you.
我跟他讲，就Joe，也许你要挪走了，也许我再也见不到你，因为我不知道你要搬到哪里去。
And through the years, you had a good neighbor.
你这些年我有一个很好的邻居。
But I want you to know there's a things that before you move, I want you to know is you need to know God, you need to know Jesus Christ.
但在你搬走之前呢，有一件事我想让你知道，也想跟你分享，就是有一位神，就是我们的耶稣基督。
And last time my story is up to here, and then he jumped up and he said, Robert, I believe God, but I cannot go to church.
他就突然就跟我说，他信上帝，信神，但是呢，他不能去教会。
I said, Why can't I go to church?
为什么你不能去教会呢？
And probably he see a lot of darkness in the church or anything he's not happy with, and so he say, "I'm quick going."
也许他在教会里看到了一些不和谐的这个调，所以呢，他就不去教会了。
I told him, "Joe, you need to see the light of the Christ, not see the darkness of the church."
我跟他说，那个 Joe， 你应该看到这个耶稣基督的光亮，而不是教会当中那些不尽人意的这个暗处。
And he said, "I'm a he said I'm in a I'm a I'm serving in the Navy, and I'm a chief. Let me see, he's second to a captain."
他是在海军以前是在海军服役，他就是是一个。副船长
，He said, "I cannot change because I have a very strict military training. I cannot change."
因为我过去的经历呢，所以我不能改变。因为船总是直着行。
So I remember when I left his garage and he's still behind me and he said, "I cannot change. I cannot change. Sorry, I cannot change."
当我记得我当我离开的时候，他还在那个garage 里边，在那个车库里边跟他说，Robert， 我不能变，我不能改变自己。
But we start to, sometime we pass his house, his sign been outside for so long, we start to pray for him.
就没过多久，就为他在祷告。
There is the things that change around.
在有一些事情在发生变化。
His wife start to, come back drive his car. I can recognize his, wife's car.
他要离弃他的那个他的妻子呢，开始回来探访他。
And first time she parked car far away.
一开始他那个车呢停得很远，离房子很远。
And the car gone real quick.
然后他这个很快，探访时间很短。
Gradually, we see the car parked on the driveway.
逐渐的我看到那个车会停在他家的车道上。
And stay a little longer.
并且待的时间比原来要长。
And a few weeks later, I saw the garage door open, the car got into the garage door.
过了几周以后呢，我们惊喜的看到，喜乐的看到他妻子的车就已经停到车库里面去了。
And a couple more weeks, I was working in a yard, and there's a car stopped in front of me. I was kind of shocked who is going to talk to me.
又过了几周，当我在那儿剪草的时候，看有个车在我面前停了下来，我很吃惊，我惊奇谁将跟我说话呢？
He rolled down the window. I see. Oh, he and his wife driving that car.
哦，他把窗户摇起来，我一看呢，Joe和他的妻子一起在车里。
And he just said, "How are you, Robert?"
他只是跟我说你好吗？
I think he wanted to show they are driving together.
他想给我展示一下他们在一起在同车里边。
And that's all, and they drove away.
然后他们就开走了。
The other day,
另外一天,
Jane and I, we were in the yard.
Jane, 我和Jane在这个院子里做事情。
I saw them came back from a car.
我看到他们从回来开车回来。
And he saw me and Jane, and they came over.
他看到我们两个在，所以他就过来走过来。
And he was so happy.
他们非常高兴。
And he grabbed my hand.
他握住了我的双手。
And Jane said, later on Jane said, "I think he's almost hugged you."
怎么翻译？
Hugged you like
a almost 就给一个拥抱。
And I'm so happy the light got into this house again.
我非常高兴，就是神把他们团圆在这个房子里边。
And this house started to have a light. Otherwise, in the evening, they always turn off the light because no hostess in the house.
因为他们的团聚这个房子开始呢，在傍晚的时候，在晚上的时候有光亮了。以前他一个人住的时候是黑暗的。
And there's a guest who got invited in the house.
然后他们又请了客人来他们家做客。
And last week I saw a contractor truck park outside. They started doing the remodeling.
然后上周呢，我看到一些装修的公司又开始重新装修这个房子。
So this house, it seems to turn around. There's a light in the house.
这个房子呢，发生了从黑暗到明亮的转变，然后里边有亮光了。
This is one side of neighbor.
这是我一旁的这个 neighbor.
On the other side of neighbor.
在另一侧的邻居。
2 weeks ago, we were out of town.
上周我们离城了。And
we came back, the house is so dark.
当我们回来的时候，那个房子很黑。And
I already sense this is a retired executive officer for a big company.
他是一个从一个大的公司退休的一个挺高的一个管理人员。
And he was single.
他是单身。
And I feel like this winter we have a very severe snowstorms, and he never cleaned the driveway.
今年冬天我们都知道天气非常的冷，就下了很多的雪。那个人呢，从来没有清理过他的那个趴车道。
Normally he's the first person went out to clean the driveway.
以前的时候他总是第一个出去清理driveway。
And we wonder what's going on.
然后我们奇怪发生了什么事情呢？
His car is parked in front of the driveway, but he never came out to clean out the car.
他的车就停在外面，从来没有清理过。
And the house is always dark.
这个房子总是黑暗的。
Last Tuesday, two weeks ago Tuesday night when I came home.
这是两周之前的星期二的傍晚，我回来的时候的情景。
I saw the garage door open and garage is all, the lights are all on.
我看到这个车库的门打开了，然后里边的灯亮了。
And outside parking, one police car parking outside.
有一个警车停在外面。
Well, this person found dead in the kitchen.
这个人看到在厨房里已经去世了。
It's about 2 days ago.
大概是两天以前死去的。
And Jin and I heard about this news.
我们听到了这个消息以后,
we were so shocked.
我们就很吃惊。
This side of neighbor is a very nice person.
这个邻居呢是非常好的一个人。
And through the years, we always say, well, we need to preach the gospel to him, even though he's a very nice person.
虽然他人很好, 但这些年我们一直也想着给他传福音。
And this winter time is so long to us, probably you know, because of our family situation.
Yeah, 这个冬天呢, 我们家的情况, 也许你都知道,
and we feel like, well, when all the things are over, probably we can go visit or invite him over.
Yeah, 我们总是在想, 或者去, 拜访他们, 或者请他到我们家来。
And the things already happened.
这个事情已经发生了, 已经晚了。
The house is always dark right now.
这房子总是黑的, 现在。
So that's remind me, a lot of time, our neighbor, even though they are English-speaking people,
所以提醒我了，就是说，即使在我们的邻居，即使他们都是活着的时候，
we have to tell them about Christ.
我们应该，我们也必须去告诉他们关于耶稣基督的福音。
May all the light of gospel will light up in each family.
这个神的光亮能够照亮每一家。
Another question I'd like to address, which is how to spread the aroma of Christ.
下面一个我们一起来要学习的是怎样来传扬神的香气。
When we receive the Christ, we have this treasure in the jar.
当我们接受到耶稣基督的时候，我们就像在我们的这个瓦罐里边藏了宝贝。
This is a clay jar, but we have a treasure inside of us.
这虽然是一个泥瓦的一个器皿，但是呢，里边装满了。
How can we let the fragrance of Christ go out outside of the clay jar?
我们怎样才能让这个神的香馨香通过这个泥瓦罐传出呢？飘扬出去呢？
Do you remember the story, the Gideon?
你们还记得这个故事吗？
This is in Judges chapter 7.
在四世纪，我们在史诗记第七章。
I can just briefly tell you the story.
我只是跟你们简短的讲讲这个故事。
The people of Israelites, their enemy came to attack them.
这个以色列的有敌人来攻击他们。
It's the Midianites.
是米甸。
And God raised judge, which is the Gideon, to lead his people to fight with their enemies.
神呢就是保守这个基甸，去击败这些米甸人，去和这个米甸人征战。
They have a the army about 22,000.
他们有成千上万的军兵在米甸里面，两万两千。
This is a Israelites army.
这是那个基甸以色列人。
But the enemy was in thousands, lots, probably several times more than people, Israelite soldier.
但是米甸人呢，比起那个以色列的兵来讲，有好多好多倍。
But do you remember God tried to train down the Gideon's soldier?
你还记得神想那个基甸的军队。
And he tried to reduce from 22,000 to a few thousand.
他就试图把这个兵的数，把这个以色列这个兵的数呢，从22,000降到了几千人。
But God still said too many.
神说还是太多。
So the last train, God only kept 300 soldiers.
就是神呢，把那个兵数减少到只有300人。
He said only 300. Israelite soldier, you can fight with the other side of enemies. Probably is in tens of thousands.
神跟他们说，你们只有这三百人，我可以让你们这三百人和那成千上万的那个敌方的兵，一起来作战，来定胜过他们。Among
these 300 soldiers,
在这三百当中，兵丁当中，
God wanted to divide it as a three groups.
神让他们分成三组。One
group. 100 people, they right hand they bring. Do you know what they bring?
第一个二一百人，他们右手，你知道他们手里拿着什么吗？
They bring trumpets.
他们拿着号。
How about left side? What did they bring?
左手他们拿的是什么呢?
They bring the jars.
他们拿的是瓦罐。
And inside the jar has the torch.
在瓦罐里边装的是火炬。
So when the time to attack their enemy,
当这个进攻他们的这个敌人的时候,
this 100 people,
这100个人,
they break the jars.
他们把这个瓦罐打碎。
And they light the torch.
他们点起了这个在里边盛着的这个火炬。
The enemy saw all these torches. They start to confuse and become a chaos. They start to flee.
那敌人看到这个情景，他们意想不到情景，他们就变得很混淆了，不知道发生了什么事情，所以他们非常恐惧，就开始撤退。
The jar need to be broken.
这个瓦罐是打碎的。
The light will shine.
这时候打碎了瓦罐，里边的火炬开始发光。
Enemy start to afraid and then they ran.
因为这个光呢，让敌人害怕了，所以他们撤退。
All this enemy got destroyed by just a few hundred people.
所有这成千上万的敌军呢，而被这300人所击败。
It start off from everybody start to break the jars.
这个开始是从每个人打碎那个瓦罐开始。
The torches light being lighted and lit it, and the enemy start to flee.
当打碎瓦罐以后，点着这个火炬的时候。 这个光亮让敌人害怕，让他们撤退，把他们击败了。
Another place in the New Testament.
另一个地方是在新约。I
think this message already delivered by Pastor Hunker.
这个上次已经被那个汉克牧师已经分享过。When
Jesus went to Bethany.
耶稣去伯大尼。
There's a woman came bring the jar of perfume.
有一个女的来带了一罐香料。
Do you know what did she do?
你知道这个女的做了什么事?
What did she do? Did she pull the perfume out from the jar?
她把这些香料从罐子里倒出。
No, she did not do that. She did not pull out the perfume from a jar.
她没有把这个罐子倒出来。
She broke the jar.
她把罐子打碎。
She did not keep any single drop of perfume.
她没有剩一滴香料。
She let all the perfume run through Jesus.
她把所有的香料都放在耶稣的头上。
The whole room filled with the fragrance.
这个房间里顿时充满了这个香气。
We know after that, she received a lot of criticism.
你知道她做完这个事以后呢，好多批评她的。
He said, this perfume is so expensive, you have waste this kind of anointing our rabbi.
批评她的人说呢，这个香料是如此的珍贵，你怎么把它摔碎，把它就是一下子都给用掉呢？
You can sell this and then give the money to the poor.
你可以把这个香料卖掉，把卖的钱呢给穷人。
But do you know what Jesus said?
你知道我们的主耶稣是怎样说的？
Wherever the gospel goes to, and this woman's what she did will be remembered.
这个女的做的呢，是我们要记住。
No matter where the gospel goes, this story will be remembered.
不管这个福音传到哪里，这个故事呢，我们都是要记住的。
This is a fragrance.
这是这个香气，馨香。
Today I believe if we are willing to preach the gospel, this is a fragrance.
今天呢，我相信我们在我们相聚在这儿，都是要敬拜我们的神，这就是一种香气。
This is one to show all the surpassing power is from God, not from us.
就所有这些这个能力，这大能都是来自于我们的神，而不是来自于我们自己。
And this is to reveal the life of Christ or life of Jesus in our body.
这让我们在我们的身上呢显明我们耶稣基督的这个生命。
When you are willing to preach the gospel,
要愿意赞美我们的神吗？
No matter what kind of condition we are,
无论在什么情况之下，境遇下。
God will break us first, and all this fragrance will come out.
这个我们的神呢会打碎我们的瓦器，让我们里边的香气散发出来。
A lot of time we are not willing to break the jar.
很多的情形，很多的时候，我们不情愿打碎我们自己的这个瓦器。
Maybe we can keep some of the perfume.
也许我们可以保留一些这个香料在我们的瓦器当中。
But God wants us to break the clay.
但是我们的神让我们打碎这个瓦器。
Just like Gideon wanted all the soldiers break the jar, let the light.
就像这个神让基甸要打碎这个瓦罐，而把这个光拿点燃一样。
All light, this woman break the jar, broke the jar, and poured out all the perfume.
让这个就像这个女的要打碎这个瓦罐，把所有的香料都让它拿出来用掉一样。
Like Bible say, by believing and speaking.
就像圣经说的，我因信，所以如此说话。
Many times, we have to tell our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers about Christ.
我们要经常的告诉我们的邻居、我们的朋友、我们的同事关于我们的主耶稣。
We hope the fragrance of Christ will spread out from you and me.
这个我们就是通过我们来传播我们神的香气。
May all this the grace will be increased because of we are willing to spread this fragrance of Christ.
就让这些荣耀，让这些恩典恩惠不断的增加，就是因着这个香气。
Many times we try to keep a lot for ourselves. 很多时候, many times we try to keep a lot for ourselves.
很多的时候我们愿意留在我们心中很多的自己的东西。
But we need to break this jar.
我们需要把我们的瓦器瓦罐打碎。
Even though the condition probably is not favorable.
也许我们现在的情形或当时的情形并不是我们认为不是最好的时候。
Maybe we are in the midst of the trial or tribulation.
也许我们是在经历试炼当中，或者试探当中。
Many difficult time to prevent us to preach the gospel.
也许我们会在正在经历一些困难，让我们能够不去远离神，但是呢。
But Paul, he did mention about we have to stand firm in the Lord.
保罗就劝勉我们通过书信，让我们在主里边立稳。
Do not lose heart.
不要失去我们的心。
We cast down, but unconquered.
虽然我们会倒，但是不至于不被击溃击败。
Just like Chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians, verse 8 and 9.
就像这个在格林多后书第四章第七和八节。
It says, we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed.
我们四面受敌，却不被困住。
Perplexed, but not in despair.
心里作难却不致失望。
Verse 9, persecuted but not abandoned.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
Struck down but not destroyed.
打倒了却不致死亡。
Because we have this resurrected life, the fragrance of Christ inside of us.
因为我们有神所赐予我们的生命和神所给我们在里边的香气。
May you and me, we can see this eternal growing. You and me, we can see this eternal glory.
我们一起，我们能看到这种永恒的荣耀。
And even though we cannot see right now,
即使我们现在，虽然我们现在可能看不到。
But the Lord here is coming back soon.
但是我们的主，我们的神会带来。
He can see the environment.
他可以看到我们的环境。
All the earthquake is getting severe and more severe.
我们看到这些地震连续的发生，并且越来越重。
All these catastrophes and happen.
所有这些灾难的发生都在发生。
Remind us that the Lord is near.
这真是提醒我们神已经临近了。
May His fragrance can spread out from you and me.
让这个我们一起来传播神的香气。
Let's bow our head and pray.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
在天的父,
thank you for you remind us what is the fragrance that pleases God.
我们真是感谢你, 说提醒我们什么是神所喜悦的香气,
which is the Lord Jesus.
这就是我们主耶稣基督,
the Christ, the fragrance of Christ.
就是这个基督的馨香。
You broke your body on the cross.
你把自己挂在了这个十字架上。
Today we can have your life and we can stand here to worship you and this is all your mercy and grace.
而让我们今天能够在这里能够一起来敬拜你。
And we want to receive the light of gospel inside of us.
我们愿意接受到这个在我们的心中而接受你的光亮和你的福音。
At the same time, we need to break the jar to let this fragrance of Christ to spread everywhere.
在接受你光亮的同时，我们也愿意把自己的瓦罐打碎，让你的香气能够通过我们而传扬出去。
May all the people around us they can smell the fragrance of Christ.
让在我们周围的人能够都能够闻到来自于你的香气。
And give the glory to you.
让我们来荣耀你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that He spoke to us again today about the fragrance of Christ and what's pleasing to the Lord. 我们请去 stand and sing hymn 314, 诗歌314首。